sin.
What would you tell children that's going to come get them if they didn't behave?
The devil.
Did you ever say the booger man?
Oh, yes, I have said the booger man.
Is that the same as the devil?
Well, I suppose it is.
What do people think they see around the graveyard at night?
Ghost.
Do you ever hear any stories about them?
Plenty of them. Plenty.
Do you remember some?
No, not well enough to tell them. But I've heard plenty of ghost stories.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No. No, I do not.
A house that people are scared to go in.
A haunted house.
Are there any of those around here?
Not that I know of.
Isn't
that awful?
If you want someone to go with you somewhere, you'd say, I won't go.
Unless you go.
Okay. And if someone asks you to go with them and you're not sure you want to, you say, I don't know.
I don't know if I want to go.
Tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
cold.
Well, it's not really cold, but it's
cool outside.
What else could you say?
Damp.
What about chilly or airy?
Chilly or airy or something like that. Chilly or airy.
Okay. And you say, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I'd
rather not.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, what might you say when you saw him? You say, I'm what?
Glad to see you.
Huh?
I'm glad to see you.
Did you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
I'm proud to see you. Happy to see you.
Okay.
There's several expressions you use there.
And if someone had about 500 acres, you say he had
a large place.
Okay.
A large field, a pasture.
Did you ever say a right smart?
A right smart, I've heard that, but I don't use that.
How have you heard that used?
Well, just like you say, he's got a right smart corn, a right smart whatever he has.
Okay. And say, if someone intensely disliked to go someplace, you say, he, what, hated that place, did he?
Well, he didn't want to go, or he hated to go.
Did you ever say he plum hated it, or finally hated it, or
no,
fairly?
No, I don't use that.
Did you ever hear any of those?
Yes, I guess I've heard it sometime in my life, but that's been so far back.
Yeah, you wouldn't use
any. No, no.
You say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
real cold.
And if something was very good, you could say it was
real good.
And if a man was hammering and hit his thumb, what might he say?
No telling what he'd say.
What would you say if something happened to make you mad?
If something
what
happened,
what exclamation would you have?
Oh, you'd just say, ouch, or gosh, or something like that, if you hit your thumb, I imagine. Or maybe, oh.
Okay. What if someone told you something that surprised you? What exclamations might you have?
I'd say, oh, gee, or something. Just
okay.
Happy expressions.
And if you were disgusted with yourself, like you'd done something stupid, what might you say?
Well, usually I'd just say that was stupid or foolish. Something like that.
Okay. Did you ever say shucks or anything like that?
Oh, I'm sure in time I have said it. Oh, shucks or something like that.
Uh-huh. Say someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it. You say, well, the very
idea.
Okay. And you'd say, someone, a friend of yours says good morning. What might you ask them then?
How are you today?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What would you say?
Hello, how are you? I'm glad to meet you.
Okay. And if someone had done you a favor, you'd say, thank you, I'm much